Hello, everyone. I'm Shelley Mutum, owner of the Next Chapter Bookstore, and this is Between Two Covers on KVNO Arts Today. Happy May, everyone. This gorgeous weather has me in full spring mode. I hope you've been enjoying it too, getting outside, working in the yard, and gearing up for planting season. For the past few segments, I've been highlighting what our book clubs are reading, and I'd love to continue to share our lineup with all of you, especially since our book clubs keep expanding. We've added a second romance book club and a Jane Austen book club for anyone that's interested, and we still have openings in both. Here's a peek at our current selections and most recent reads. I always start with the romance because it's our most popular book club. It covers everything from swoony to spicy, always with a happy ending and the perfect escape from reality. Romance book club number one just finished Battle of the Bookstores by Allie Brady. And romance number two just finished Sunk in Love by Heather McBreen. This month, we'll be reading Love for Hire by Nikki Castle and Topaz by Beverly Jenkins. These are two new authors to the romance book clubs, so we're excited to dive into their stories. Our Jane Austen book club just finished up Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen, and we'll be reading Northanger Abbey by Val McDermid. McDermid's modern reimagining of the Gothic tale should create some engaging conversations in the group as they compare and contrast the two versions. Our Book and Wine book club recently wrapped up the incredibly popular Dungeon Crawler Carl by Matt Dinneman. I wasn't sure how I'd feel about starting this series, but I have to tell you that I loved it. I can absolutely see what the hype is about. And next up for June, we'll be diving into Butter by Asako Uzuki. Inspired by a true story, this book is a cult Japanese bestseller, a literary thriller about a female gourmet cook and serial killer and the journalist intent on cracking her case. The LGBTQ book club just finished up the extra spicy book, Waiting for the Flood by Alexis Hall. And next up, we'll be reading The Sea Elephants by Shastri Akella. It's described as a queer, coming-of-age novel set in 1990s India about a young man who joins a traveling street theater troupe seeking to outrun the dark secrets of his past. The fantasy sci-fi book club just finished up The Buried Giant by Kazuo Ishiguro. This month, we decided to tackle For Whom the Bell Tolls by Jisea Lin, a 640-page romanticy about a young woman who finds a different side of the afterlife. In the Young Adult, New Adult book club, we just finished up reading Love Me Tomorrow by Miko Jean. And this month, we're reading The Faraway Inn by Sarah Beth Durst, the New York Times bestselling author of The Spell Shop. And finally, in my Novel Chats book club, which is open to the public, we'll be reading The Encore by Juliet Izon. This is a very book club-friendly book, especially for readers who like music-centered stories and emotional, relationship-driven plots. Izon was kind enough to stop in the store recently to sign stock and chat. There are still some copies available if you'd like to stop in. Our next meetup to discuss this book is Sunday, May 31st at 4:30. And until next time, happy reading, happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful moms out there. We hope your day is filled with love and maybe a good book too. I'm Shelley Mutum, owner of the Next Chapter Bookstore, and this has been Between Two Covers on KVNO Arts Today.